Live on 101.7 The Hammer and 101.7thehammer.com. Jared Jesulaitis and Kyle Charters with you. All right, it's heating up, Kyle. We were told June was going to be slow, and somebody lied to you, I think, in that instance, because business has been picking up, and in an untraditional area of the country for Purdue, I think, is over there on the East Coast. So we're going to bring in Adam Friedman. He is the Mid-Atlantic recruiting analyst for Rivals. See, that's how, like, into Purdue recruiting I get. I'm so used to these guys being in the Midwest. Yeah. But now we're pulling guys out of New Jersey and pulling guys out of New York. So Adam is very familiar with all of these guys, and we need to get his take and maybe see if there's some other guys we got to watch out for with Purdue. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me, guys. It's been busy over here on the East Coast. Purdue making some really good inroads, and that hype, you can see the fruits of their labor here in this recruiting class.
So, Adam, why is that? What is Purdue doing? Now, they have picked guys out on occasion. Ahmad Anderson, you know, a couple of years ago, the wide receiver from the New York area. But to get two here back-to-back is a little bit of a rarity. So what is Purdue doing that has helped them make some inroads over there?
Well, you got to start with how last season went, the hype that Purdue built on their season, just, you know, with some big wins, some really explosive offensive plays. Coach Brohm has things humming over there, and that has caught the attention of a lot of playmakers on the East Coast. I really like what they're doing right now. There's a lot of buzz, and I expect a couple more guys from my region to end up as part of this Purdue class.
Well, I know Murphy has said on numerous occasions here that there's a couple of guys from the area that he's been working on actively to get them to come out to Purdue. One of the kids that's really interesting to me would be Kellen Coleman, the three-star linebacker out of Rye, New York. Again, New York really not that typical place where you think about Purdue getting its football talent, but he is a good one there. Do you expect to see maybe, is he one of those guys that could possibly be making that trip to West Lafayette, you think?
Yeah, definitely. He's an academically inclined kid. We saw that early in the process. Purdue fits the mold for what he's looking for as a school, and he brings a lot to the table on the field. We had him listed as an athlete for quite a while because as a running back, he's very productive, but a big guy, 6'3", 220 pounds. Really, I mean, on defense, that's where he's going to be. An outside linebacker, he's got potential to play inside if needed. But a three-down linebacker who can cover a lot of ground, hits like a ton of bricks, can come downhill, still running lanes. And I really like what he can do in coverage because of the athleticism he brings to the table.
Before we talk to you about the two guys who are committed to Purdue, let's continue to talk to you about maybe a couple of those over there who Purdue is looking at. We mentioned Coleman. Are there other guys as well that you think could be possibilities?
Yeah, I like Malachi Melton out of Southern New Jersey. He's a guy who has a ton of Rutgers guys. His brother, his dad, there's plenty of family connections to Rutgers, but I expect him to potentially end up in this Purdue class. The Boilermakers have done a great job looking at him, mostly on the defensive side of the ball, although they're thinking about giving him an opportunity on offense as well. I saw him play in a game last season. His team overall was overmatched, but you could see the athleticism, you could see the football IQ, the instincts, and really the reasons why Purdue likes him so much to fit their schemes. But he's very interested in Purdue. I believe he has a decision date coming up in July, so that's something to keep an eye on for Purdue fans.
We're talking to Adam Friedman from Rivals.com, the Mid-Atlantic recruiting analyst, trying to get a better grip on why all of a sudden this has become such a hotbed for Purdue to get recruits this season, and just his take on if there's more guys coming over. Now, we do have two coming over. Let's get into these guys that Purdue has gotten this week. Let's start with New Jersey's top quarterback in Michael Alimo. Have you seen him play, and kind of describe him to the listeners?
Yeah, I run out of fingers to count how many times I've seen Michael play. This kid's a really, really tough kid. He's about 6'4". We've got him listed at 208. I'd be surprised if he hit 210 by now. He's kind of slender, but it's really impressive thinking about that and when you watch him play, because he's able to get the ball out of his hands with guys hanging on to him. He's such a competitor. That's one of the things that really stands out to me about him. In the camp setting, he shows off the big arm. He can show the accuracy. The mechanics are there. I'd like to see him quicken up that throwing motion, but Coach Brohm will tighten up all of those mechanical issues. But what he brings to the table is that competitive nature, a guy who's never going to quit. And just that decision making is something that I would love to see some progress in. We've got him as a 4-star prospect right now, and that's because of the upside that he brings to the table.
I like his footwork. I mean, just being able to watch him a little bit on tape seems like he's a guy who can hang in the pocket a little bit, make some subtle moves to avoid some traffic, and be able to keep his feet square to get the ball down the field.
No doubt about it. He's somebody who's had to play under duress for a large majority of his career. And that's not an indictment on the offensive line that he's got. He's got some really good offensive linemen, but they just play in such a tough league there in northern New Jersey. It's one of the toughest leagues in America. And so he's used to guys rushing him, trying to distract him and throw him off his timing. But I really like how he's going to be able to make that transition to Purdue. You see guys come in that, really aren't used to, having a lot of defensive pressure. And Michael is very familiar with that, and that shouldn't be the biggest problem when he gets on campus. Making that transition to that competitive aspect of college football, I expect it more to be a mental and understanding the system. That's where the issues might come into play.
Adam Freeman here with us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, the Mid-Atlantic recruiting analyst for Rivals.com. The other guy that Purdue has pulled out this week, Tyrick Murphy, out of New York. A lot of fans excited about him. We had Tom Dienhart from Golden Black, the rival site here for Purdue, talk about this might be the biggest running back recruit for Purdue since how far back did he go, Kyle? Like in the he's back in the 70s. That's back when he was bringing his beanbag and Star Wars poster, he said, back to campus. But talk a little bit about Murphy. Have you watched him play? What kind of a player is he? And what can fans get excited about when they watch him?
Well, the highlight tape is exciting when you watch Murphy. When you kind of dig in a little bit to his game film and everything, the luster kind of comes off a little bit because there isn't a ton of production. And that's not because of him. He has the skill set to be an excellent college back. And in this system, I love his fit because he brings this big back mentality to the Purdue offense, somebody who can run between the tackles. He's got the vision to be able to make moves at the second and third levels, and he's got speed to burn too. I like how he gets to the edge. I don't get upset about the lack of production. That's not a problem that he can really fix himself. He played excellent competition. The offensive line that he ran behind had some problems with the defensive lines they faced. But be excited about his skill set. Be excited about how well he can help Purdue recruit. We've already seen some of the fruits of his labor. And look for him to complement this explosive offense with kind of that thunder versus the lightning aspect. I like if he's going to be able to do it at Purdue.
Adam, for years there was probably a time when Purdue really wasn't on the radar over there, I would imagine, as far as a school that big-time recruits were looking at. From your perspective, as a little bit of an outsider, of course, to the day-to-day operations of Purdue, how much has changed in the recruiting world to where Purdue is now a factor for these kind of players?
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about Purdue in my region, anybody who kind of follows it, their first reaction is, well, isn't that where Drew Brees went? They couldn't name any other big-time player that came out of Purdue, and now we're seeing how last year's hype and success is translating onto the recruiting trail, and Purdue really kind of flexing, I wouldn't say flexing their muscles, but stretching out their wings a little bit to see how much last season is really going to be able to impact their future.
Adam Freeman, he is the Mid-Atlantic recruiting analyst for Rivals.com, getting us good stuff on our newest Boilermakers, and hopefully a couple of new Boilermakers coming in from the region as well. Great stuff, buddy. Hey, we really appreciate talking to you. Thanks so much.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
All right, we got more Morning Drive coming up next on 101.7 The Hammer.
It's a Sports Center update. 101.